Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, this is Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. There are many life changes that can happen after divorce that make it difficult or impossible to uphold requirements of your divorce decree. The orders issued in a divorce are based on the facts presented at that time, but the circumstances used in issuing those orders can obviously change. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell.
Contact CordellCordell.com. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
You are listening to The Bird Calls on the Off the Glass, Nothing But Net and Up and Under networks. For more on your Pelicans, go to iTunes, search The Bird Calls, and subscribe today. What's up, Pels fans? Welcome to another episode of the Bird Calls podcast. I'm your host, contributor to thebirdrights.com, Preston Ells, and on today's pod, I'm enclosing a conversation with Grievous Vasquez, the newly appointed top assistant to the Erie BayHawks. In the following conversation, you'll learn that Vasquez will be with the parent club, the Pelicans, through training camp, and he's got some nice tidbits on the Pelicans rookie class as well. As always, if you enjoy what you're hearing, we don't ask for much. Just share this podcast and rate us on iTunes. Enjoy. I appreciate you taking the time. First of all, I just wanted to congratulate you on hooking on with the New Orleans Pelicans. Would you mind telling me a bit about that and about what your role is going to be with the team?
I'm Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce, such as child custody and property division, among many others. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. We're a partner men can count on.
Contact CordellCordell.com. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
Well, I'm really excited about this opportunity. I was part of the coaching staff for the Summer League team. I haven't finalized yet, but I think it's going to be announced by the end of this month. I'm probably going to be the top assistant for the G League team. I'm going to be with the team for training camp and, you know, working with guys to trying to get a tryout for our G League team. And, you know, it's going to be a new phase for me. I'm excited for this opportunity. I'm really happy that the Pelicans and the staff really, you know, they were interested to help me and choose me as a top assistant. So we'll see. Basically, I was a coach on the court when I was playing, so we'll see how this phase and this new role for me, how it's going to work for me.
Congratulations, certainly deserving. I want to talk to you I want to talk to you a bit about some of the younger players with the Pelicans, as well as some of the younger kids that you're working with this week. Obviously, there's a lot more professional level basketball being played by younger people than maybe you did back in your day. Talk about how these athletes or how you are training these athletes to not overwork themselves when they are playing competitive basketball at such a younger age.
Well, that's a very good question because sometimes we think basketball is everything and basketball is part of our life. I mean, I haven't played almost in 2 years and obviously I struggle because I'm not out of the NBA for because my talent, but because of an injury. So today, for instance, we at the Junior NBA at this tournament, and we have a skill live session today, this morning, where we talk about the mental aspect of life and the mental aspect of the game, you know, and how can you work mentally and recognize your body and how you be able to make good decisions when you actually know who you really are and yourself. I think that's very important, especially because, like you say, you can't really overwhelm these kids. I think you got to give them the right information for them, and you got to be as real as you can be And I had a really good session with them today because what I'm going through is very tough. I mean, when I was 14, probably like 13, 14 years old, I didn't take care of myself. I just did more than I was supposed to do. So that's why my ankle got really bad. And then when I became a professional basketball player, and then it got chronic. And nothing else, I couldn't do anything else. I took care of myself. I trained hard. I was very disciplined. But when I was young, I just didn't do what was right. And I didn't have anyone actually telling me how to do it right. I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have a junior MBA or any program that can actually teach me the ways. So to me, what the junior MBA is doing and the way they're working with kids and developing the youth is very important, because they're not only doing it on the court, they're doing it off the court too, with life skills and things like that. That sometimes it's kind of, I wouldn't say annoying, but like when you're at that age, you don't pay attention. But that's the most important part of the game to me. So now that I work with these players, the young players with the Pelicans, Zion, especially the international players, Didi, Brazilian kid. I mean, I have a different approach. It's more than basketball. You know, I don't want to overwhelm anyone. I want them to enjoy the game even when they pro. So this is a good experience, man, overall.
Awesome. Thank you. It's nice that you're in that mentor position now. You can teach those kids how to do some of the things that you didn't do. And speaking about some of the things that you might not necessarily have done, now there's this guy who's 285 pounds. You just mentioned him. And you guys have to figure out how to get him into NBA shape. What does that mean to you? Does that mean he needs to shed a bit of weight? Does that mean you need to go lighter in his minutes as he starts as a rookie, rest him on back-to-backs? How do you manage a player who's that size?
I mean, we're already working on that. I think he's doing a good job. He's a great kid. He's a great listener. He's coachable. He's everything you describe of a number one pick. I mean, he can't be really perfect, but we don't need him to be something out of control or out of this world. We need him to be the glue guy. You know what I mean? We got Drew Holiday. We got a player that, you know, should be running for the MVP next season. So the pressure is not going to just lay it on him alone. So I think he is really going to have a great year. He's already working on his body. He's doing everything he's supposed to be doing as a rookie right now. He's in New Orleans. He was with the Saints, and then the Saints facility doing some stuff with them. So I think Zion is going to be absolutely fine. I think he's going to do a great job. And I'm saying this because I spent part of his summer with him, well, with the team, and I was with him closely. And I think he's going to be the player that we all want to see in the NBA. I don't see why not, because his disposition and his ability to learn and to listen and to do what he's supposed to do, I think it's gonna be the major key for him to have success in the NBA.
All right, I appreciate your time. Just two more questions, if you don't mind. You mentioned being top assistant with the Erie BayHawks. Do you think you're going to get to work with Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Jackson Hayes? And if so, how NBA ready do you think they already are?
I think they're ready. I don't know if they're going to be with us, but I can tell you, Didi and the two players that you just mentioned, I think they're gonna help us. It's just I'm not the head coach. I don't know what the plan is, but I'll tell you, I think David Griffin and Trajan did a great job drafting these players, and I'm excited. I was in New Orleans before, and what I'm seeing right now is like they put them a really really good team together, and a lot of people is underestimating the team, but it's very promising. I mean, I think we got some really good young players, very, very talented. Obviously, we got the number one pick, but not only that, we got a well-around roster in terms of vets and talent. I think these young players, they're going to fit just fine with our team. So hopefully we get to work with them, but I'm thinking a little bit as a player, I think they're NBA ready, and obviously they have to learn many things, and I think they're willing to. So I really like our team. I really like what we're doing as a team overall. I think I love what the front office is doing right now and what they're putting together right now as a team, as a whole. So we'll see.
All right, I'll get you out on this one. Thank you both again so much for your time. Simple as this, I've talked to Matt, I've talked to Ryan over with the Erie BayHawks. I'm excited for you to join those teams. But Gravis, what made you get into coaching?
Well, you know, I just want to be around the game. I was already a coach when I was playing. You know, when you're a point guard, you got to know every play, every spot, everything on the court. So to me, this is something that, you know, I was still trying to play. I was still trying to recover from my injury. I'm struggling with that. So I might as well just be around the game. And, you know, for the NBA to look out for me, for the Pelicans to help me and choose me as a top assistant is really a dream come true. I mean, who doesn't want to work in the NBA? Who really doesn't want to coach in the NBA? Who doesn't want to be part of the NBA? So to me, I take this opportunity very humbly, and I just want to do my best. And I'm committed. I want to be very professional, and I want to have a great year. I want to win some games, and I want to learn as much as I can, and eventually we'll see what comes my way. You know, this is a really good start, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity.
Thanks for listening again. We appreciate your support, and we will talk to you guys again soon. For now, let's go Pels! Thank you for listening to The Bird Calls on the Off the Glass, Nothing But Net, and Up and Under podcast networks. If you like what you're hearing, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes, retweet, share with your friends, and most importantly, subscribe today.
Christmas lights in July, bug zappers in December, VCRs, DVRs, anything with an R, waffle irons, electric can openers, foot massagers, face massagers, those strange contraptions that remove wrinkles. What do these things have in common? They should all be unplugged when you're not using them. Remember, save every bit of energy, because it all adds up. Keep it golden, California. Learn how at energyupgradecalifornia.org. We'll unplug ourselves now.
They call you the Grill Master. You've seared the thickest porterhouse in the butcher shop. And as you lift that first forkful to your mouth, you savor the moment. To get amazing offers during the Mercedes-Benz summer event, like the 2019 C-Class sedan and GLC SUV, the perfect recipes of driving performance. Plus, you can enjoy 6 months of SiriusXM All Access included. The Mercedes-Benz summer event, now serving limited time offers on a select lineup of vehicles. Offers end September 3rd. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.